This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Christmas time is nearly over and done. 2020 lies directly ahead. FPL has been fruitful for some, and for others it has wrecked their head. Liverpool are now the team to beat with Salah, Mane and TAA. 25% of managers have lost their jobs. The new men now lead the way. Although David Moyes is back in town. West Ham rolling back the clock. No matter what happens in the new year, we'll keep praying for points non-stop. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Fantastic. You know what? It's lovely to have that poem back. Don't listen to what Rich said last week, Luke.
I can't believe he said that. I mean, he's a contradiction in terms, yeah. Isn't he? Because when he had to do it himself, he wrote like a four-line limerick and rhymed, I think he rhymed Luke with Pookie.
He did.
And it's just, I mean, it's amateur hour, really, isn't it?
No, it's ridiculous. He said that, you know, here's an early Christmas present. Because Luke's here, we don't have to endure his poem. I mean,
jealousy will get you nowhere.
That's just me.
Jealousy will get you nowhere.
How are you, mate? It's good to have you back. Well, this week it's just us. We haven't got Rich.
I know. Yeah, it's just us. So we're gonna do a super quick because we're recording New Year's Eve and it's a quick turnaround for you to edit. We're gonna do a super quick 1 minute preview of each team for the second half of the season. I'll have a minute on the clock and I'll go through each team from the bottom up and just basically preview. Say who's any players that I'm interested in for the second half of the season, who I think will do well in the second half of the season, which teams I think you should keep an eye on, who's got the best fixtures like coming up. So I've got the website up here so I can just have a look at the fixtures while I go through each team as well. It's kind of a catch-all FPL preview of the second half of the season. So yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that just to give everybody a treat for the end of the year.
I mean, how's your Christmas been? Not in terms of, you know, did you and Daisy have a lovely time, but purely FPL.
Yeah, FPL wise, it's been a bit of a disaster, to be honest. I think I was at about 60k at the start of the Christmas period, and I've had three red arrows, or maybe I had a tiny green in game week 18.
Yeah,
and I've dropped right down to 212,000. It's been horrendous. I mean, last week, game week 19, I mean, 37 points with a game week rank of 5.8 million. Game week 20, 47 points with a game week rank of 5.2 million. Just horrendous. The benching actually was fine for me because I still managed to get 11 players out, but captain the wrong... I mean, what I took Mane out for Salah. I broke one of my golden rules and went sideways and moved Mane out for Salah purely because I heard Klopp's comments on rotation. He was like, we're going to need the players. We brought players in for the Everton game and they did a great job. So I thought, well, Mane's just played 90 minutes against Leicester. They've got Wolves at home. Yeah. I thought Mane was going to get a rest. And I thought Salah will play. Turns out both of them played and Mane was the one who got the goal. So it absolutely battered my rank. I captained Salah and obviously did nothing. De Bruyne got 14, but even De Bruyne scoring those points didn't really help me because a lot of people would have had vice captain on him. They got double. So that went against me as well. Zaha, again, just stinking out my team. Ali, two. Jimenez, one. Brandon Williams with a five who came in off my bench. And Abraham, I was glad of Abraham's goal for seven. But yeah, it's been pretty disastrous. And I'm kind of not really sure what I'm going to do with my team now. I need Mane back. I need Alexander-Arnold back. I think that was my main mistake, was taking Alexander-Arnold out before the Liverpool blank, because I thought, you know what, they've got tough fixtures. And those 24 points against Leicester, who would have predicted that?
No, nobody can, especially as he'd been so quiet before it. I mean, everybody, if you looked at every single league I was in, green arrows were because they had Alexander-Arnold in.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was the only difference that week. I think, you know, I'm interested to hear your preview on Liverpool because I am thinking, do I need to bring Alexander-Arnold back in? At the same time, that's a once in a season kind of haul, isn't it? 24 points in one game.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't see him getting 24 points again. I mean, it was 3 assists and a goal, wasn't it? And a clean sheet. So he obviously, and then 3 bonus. Huge, huge amount of points. But he won't, I doubt he'll get that again. But I think he is now, Liverpool are starting to get clean sheets. And I think every time, you know, Alexander-Arnold or Mane or even Salah as well, it's going to hurt your rank if you don't have them. And that has proved really costly for me. If I had Alexander-Arnold in, I'd be 24 points better off, or no, 23, 22, whatever, because I'm sure the defender in my team to replace him got 1 point that week. So I'd be 23 points better off, and I'd probably be, you know, top 100k still. So that's the one that I'm regretting.
Do you want to get into it then?
How are you doing quickly? You've had a couple of greens, haven't you?
So, yeah, I have. I mean, I basically, my Christmas period, I started it at about 386,000, and I've ended it on about 386,000.
Right.
Like, I've just stayed exactly the same. I've weathered the storm. I think having players like Mane have helped, De Bruyne has helped me. Just little things like, I put the captain armband on Ings this game week. He managed to get himself a goal, 3 bonus points, so I got 18 points from him. But to be perfectly honest, I didn't have Trent. There's a few things that did hurt, but I've managed to weather the storm, so there's nothing too exciting. I've made some bad moves. I bought in, I was excited to get Van Aanholt back because he was back from injury. Then he played that game and got injured again straight away. So I need to have a think about that. I bought in Sidibe from Everton, thinking that I'd like to use him for the next few fixtures. He hasn't really done anything for me so far. I literally bought him in last week after he got that 12-point haul against Burnley, thinking that he was, you know, I've heard that he's going to be playing more centrally as a midfielder rather than a defender. But, you know, it's just basically I need your help and I need to listen to your minute previews, because the only thing I am sure of is that in the second half of the season, I'm not going to keep my wild card for as long as I did in the first half. I kept my wild card for about 3 weeks too long, and I got 3 big red arrows as a result of that. And I've just been trying to climb back ever since. But you know what? In the Triple Captain Fantasy League, I fought my way back up to 22nd in terms of you and Rich. I'm now about, well, I'm 21 points behind you now.
Okay.
Luke, and in terms of Rich, about 30 points. So, you know what? At one point, I was looking over 100 points away from you guys, so I'm quite happy to have closed that gap at least.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long to get it back. And I mean, I'm thinking at the moment, well, what should I do with my team? Should I start playing a bit more aggressive and take some hits? And I think, well, I haven't done that all season yet. And you know, I think we're in, for halfway through the season, we're in a very good position considering 7.5 million players play the game now. To be in that top 500k to going into the second half of the season is great, and anything can happen still. So I think it's just a case of trying to remain patient, isn't it? But I think my problem really is, you know, I brought in kind of differentials, really. I brought in Richarlison, I brought in Zaha, I got rid of TAA, I moved Mane to Salah, and it hasn't paid off. So I think really I need to maybe even play it a little bit safer. But in terms of, it depends. Like it all depends on rank. If I start dropping, I'll have to maybe play a bit more aggressively to get back up. But at the moment, it's not clear really on, you know, there's no player that is like absolutely smashing it every week that I'm like, I have to get him in. So it maybe being patient would be the better option.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
Let's get into it. Should we start from the bottom up?
Let's do
it. So are Watford still bottom of the league?
So Norwich are currently bottom.
Norwich are currently bottom. Right, okay. Put 60 seconds on the clock and tell me when to start.
3, 2, 1, Norwich.
Okay, so Norwich, not having a great season, of course. They're bottom of the league. Pukki has kind of been up and down, hasn't he? He's blanked in the last 3 games, but prior to that, he kind of got scored. So if I was interested in anyone, it would be Pukki, but I think it's a little bit of a risk. They've got United away, Spurs away, Liverpool at home coming up, so quite tough fixtures. Their fixtures get good from kind of game week 30 onwards, but they still have Arsenal, Chelsea and City to play in that. They've got City on the last game of the season. Pukki's got 98 points. He's doing well, but I think there are other forwards better than him. Campwell is probably a good option at 4.8 if you want a fifth midfielder, because he's still getting points, and to get 74 points is pretty good so far. In terms of the rest of their team, I'm not really interested, and I probably won't be going near them for the rest of the season.
That was bang on a minute. Absolutely nailed that. Okay, Watford.
Okay, so Watford, interesting team, really, with Pearson coming in. I think it looks like they're going to get a bit of a new manager bounce. Ben Foster looks interesting to me. 4.8 is perhaps slightly pricey. I'd love it if he was 4.5. And I think perhaps I'd look at their defence rather than their attack. Fixture-wise, a little bit difficult. Wolves at home, Bournemouth away, then Spurs at home. But then they've got Villa, Everton and Brighton, which is nice. Then it kind of, yeah, they're up and down really for their fixtures for the rest of the season. But I think if you wanted a punt, I'd maybe look at Saar, who's got good stats and is an attacking midfielder. He's only 0.6% owned. He's 6.2 million. Troy Deeney, also 6.2 million, only 0.8% owned. He's on penalties. I'd perhaps look at their cheap defence, the likes of Kiko Firminia at 4.2, Ben Foster 4.8. As I said, I think Kabasele as well is like 4 point something.
Time.
There you go.
Next team up, the mighty Aston Villa. And go.
Villa. Really tricky. The kind of only person I'd be interested in is Jack Grealish. He's owned by 16.7%. And he seems to still be trickling in the points despite Villa's poor form. And, you know, if anybody's going to drag them out of the relegation zone, it's going to be him. Fixtures, they've got Burnley away, City at home, Brighton away, Watford at home, Bournemouth away. Not bad, but again, not too great. And then they have a really difficult run where they play Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool and Man United all in the space of about 8 games. So I'm probably going to stay away from Aston Villa. I think there's better options and they look like they're in trouble. Maybe they need a change of manager.
You said, now what's that group this week? You think Villa are going to get relegated?
I think they probably will. I mean, depending. I think if they change their manager, they might get a little bit of a bounce. They've got the quality there, though, haven't they? I mean, yeah. What do you think? You got hope? You hopeful?
I think we're going down, and luckily that's time. Okay, so up next we have got West Ham, and if you're ready, then go.
West Ham. I mean, I don't really have much hope for them. I mean, considering they've brought in David Moyes, I just think it's such a boring, depressing appointment. Who knows? I mean, he might take them up a few places. I mean, their highest point scorer this season is Haller with only 66 and he's 7 million. They do have a double game week in game week 24. So maybe you'd look at their defence. I think Moyes will probably steady the ship defensively. Maybe look at Fabianski at 4.9 if you've got someone like Pope, like me, who isn't doing great. Burnley don't look great, and Fabianski is a great keeper. So once he's fit, which I think he is now, I'd maybe look at him. Antonio perhaps for the double game week, but he doesn't get enough minutes. You kind of need to wait and see on West Ham. They don't excite me, especially with David Moyes coming in.
No new/old manager bounce?
Possibly. The fixtures are good. Bournemouth at home, Sheffield United away, Everton at home. But then they've got Leicester and Liverpool, then City and Liverpool again in the space of like 6 weeks. So I'm staying away for now.
Okay. Next up, we have got Bournemouth. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bournemouth are in trouble, I think. They've had a bit of an injury crisis, to be fair. And the days of, you know, the double up with Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser are long gone. I started with Wilson and King to start the season. And I just think that was a mental move now I've seen them. I watched their game against Brighton and they were really poor. Diego Rico is really poor at the back. He made quite a few errors. He just didn't look very confident. He gets forward quite a bit. So maybe keep him if you've got him. But I mean, his last few games, 1-6, 1-0, 1. Although he's only 4.4, I think maybe get him out. Bournemouth's fixtures are great from game week 21 to 27. They don't play anyone in the top six. So I'd maybe keep an eye on their form. But at the moment, they're not exciting me at all. Callum Wilson needs to come back and fire again. But yeah, at the moment, I'm not particularly interested. And I'd like to get Rico out of my team.
Okay, so next up, we have Southampton. Let me just reset the clock. Okay, go.
Southampton, obviously there's only one man to talk about, and that is Danny Ings. 109 points so far this season. If he goes about the second half of the season the way that he's done, he'll finish on 218, which would be a huge haul for someone that's priced at 6.6. Their fixtures in the short term aren't great. They've got Spurs, then Leicester, then Wolves, then Crystal Palace away, then Liverpool away. But from 26 to 30, they've got nice fixtures. I think if you've got Danny Ings, you don't get rid of him right now. He is, you know, one of the best strikers in the Premier League for goals right now, and keep scoring. So I'm probably not going to bring him in because of their tough fixtures. But if you've got him, keep him in your team. The rest of Southampton, I'm not particularly interested in at all.
Next up, we have in 14th place, it is Brighton.
Brighton, they looked brilliant against Bournemouth. They were great going forward. They looked like they could have scored a lot more goals. I like Morpay as a striker at 5.8. I think he could be a real good, cheap enabler. The only problem with Morpay is his minutes are a little bit inconsistent. Although he only missed the Tottenham game, so perhaps that was just a rest from kind of game week 15 to 20. Brighton's fixtures, they've got Chelsea at home, then Everton, Villa, Bournemouth, West Ham, Watford, Sheffield United, Crystal Palace and Wolves. They are brilliant fixtures from 22 to 29. Nobody in the top six there. So I'd maybe look at Morpay as a cheap striker. I'd maybe look at bringing Ryan in as a goalkeeper. If you've got someone like Pope, like me, who isn't doing that great. Just looking at their team.
That's time.
I think I'd finish there. Yeah.
In 13th place, Burnley.
Burnley aren't really inspiring me this season at all. I mean, I've got Pope, who, when they get a clean sheet, he gets decent points. I mean, he's on 73, which is pretty good. But fixture-wise, they really probably aren't going to keep many clean sheets up. Villa at home in the next game is a decent fixture, but then they've got Chelsea, Leicester, Man United and Arsenal after that, which are very tough to keep clean sheets. So I'm maybe thinking about moving Pope out, but I'm not sure when, because goalkeeper transfers aren't great, but possibly on a wild card. In terms of anyone else, obviously Wood and Barnes, the strike pairing are decent, but fixture wise again, they're not looking too good. And I think Burnley could be in trouble if they don't pick up form. Very inconsistent, and I'm not really interested in many of their players.
Who would have thought it? We have Arsenal in 12th. Go.
Wow, yes, who would have thought that? 12th place, Arsenal. I think Mikel Arteta is a good appointment. He's certainly saying the right things, and obviously he's learnt from the best in Pep Guardiola. At the moment, obviously Aubameyang is the only player that is consistently producing points. 121 is good for the first half of the season. Fixture-wise, they've got United at home next, then Crystal Palace away, Sheffield United, Chelsea, Burnley, Newcastle, Everton. Fixtures aren't too bad, but they're very much a wait and see for me. I haven't seen, you know, they were decent. There's been a slight improvement, but there hasn't been like, oh my God, we need to get Arsenal players in. Reece Nelson might be one to watch at 5.3 if he keeps up the form. Do we dare talk about Mesut Ozil? Probably not. In terms of anyone else, you just got to wait and see on Arsenal, because there's a lot better options out there right now.
11th, we have Newcastle. 3-2-1. Go.
Newcastle under Steve Bruce. I mean, 11th place, I think I kind of expected them to be in the relegation zone at the start of the season when they announced Bruce. So they're doing all right. In terms of FPL, I'm not really interested in any of them. Obviously, it's the well-documented poor form of their attackers, not scoring any goals. Sam Maximan's injured. You'd maybe look at a cheap defender if you wanted a punt, like Fernandez. Dubravka's got a decent amount of points, but he's 5 million. Newcastle kind of trickling along. I like Willems, the fullback, as a player, but again, at 4.6, probably not going to put him in my team. Fixture-wise, tough. Leicester, then Wolves, then Chelsea in the next three. So I'd steer clear of Newcastle for now.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
We've got Everton coming up next.
So Everton, interesting, very interesting team. Now Ancelotti's taken over. Calvert-Lewin is on top form. Richarlison is a good option. I think Luca Dean might be good going into the second half of the season. Sidibe looks like a decent option as well if he continues to play. Possibly even Sigurdsson. I think if anybody's going to have a new manager bounce, it is Everton, because Ancelotti is just such a superb appointment, their best appointment for a long, long time. Calvert-Lewin is interesting. I'd like to see a little bit more consistency from him. So keep an eye on him. But yeah, plenty.
Rumours that he's being linked with Man United.
Oh, flipping out. Well, I don't think... I wouldn't be too excited about that at the moment. He needs a few more goals. But yeah, a lot to be excited about by Everton.
Next up in ninth place, we have Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace. 3, 2, 1, go.
Crystal Palace... kind of very hit and miss, aren't they? They don't really excite me going forward. I've had Zaha for a few weeks now, and I think he's only scored once, despite the fact he's desperately trying to put himself in the January transfer window. Kelly has been a decent performer now at 4.4, started the season at 4. They've got Norwich away next, which is good, but then Arsenal at home and Man City away. Then from game week 24 to 30, they've got lovely fixtures, but again, with Palace, those lovely fixtures don't necessarily mean lovely results. Ayew is a decent option at 5. Will score the odd goal, maybe 1 in 3, 1 in 4. But you'd possibly look at Gator in goal, but he's 5.1. Or their defence is always pretty solid. But yeah, they don't excite me a lot, to be honest, Palace.
In 8th, we've got Sheffield United.
Sheffield United's performing really, really well. Obviously, Johnny Lundstrom, he's got to stay in your team for the rest of the season. What a great buy at 4 million, now at 5.2. He missed out the last game because of an ankle injury. So just bench him for now and see what Wilder says about the game. You're probably going to bench him anyway for Liverpool away. Then from 25 to 30, they've got really nice fixtures, Sheffield United. So I'd maybe think about doubling up in their defence. They're very good defensively, and their top scorers are all defenders. So, I'd definitely just look at their defence for points.
If you had to pick one, who would it be?
It would obviously be Lundstrom, but then after that, I'd say Baldock at 5. He's got good points. But if you wanted a cheapie, O'Connell at 4.6, Egan at 4.5, good options as well.
7th place, we have Wolves.
Wolves are interesting. I mean, Jimenez remains the best option, I think. With 104 points, he's ticking over nicely, and he's definitely the top striker. Traore also looks very good. He's really improved his form. Their next three fixtures, Watford away, Newcastle at home, and Southampton away, are nice. Then they've got Liverpool, United, Leicester. So slightly tougher in there, but Wolves are doing really well. It's just they don't tend to score loads of goals. So I'd maybe, yeah, you're looking at Jimenez and Traore. I'd stay away from their defence. They've not kept many clean sheets. Jota might have a good second half of the season. He did very well last year, and at 6.1 could be a nice bargain. But yeah, at the moment, Jimenez and Traore are the best options for me.
And at 6th, we've got Tottenham.
So Spurs, they've been a little bit inconsistent, haven't they, since Mourinho took over. Kane is nicely on form. He scored against Brighton and scored against Norwich, but again, no more than the one goal for now. They've got Southampton away next, which is good. Then they've got Liverpool, Watford and Norwich. Good. I mean, Norwich at home in game week 24 is probably going to be a nice fixture. Then City, then Villa, then Chelsea. So a little bit of a mixed bag for Spurs. They need Son back. He comes back 11th of Jan, so he'll be back for the Liverpool game. You'd maybe look at him. Kane's doing all right. Ali's kind of doing okay. Defensively, they haven't got it together yet, have they? So I'd maybe steer clear of them defence-wise. But yeah, they're a tricky one to kind of predict at the moment, Spurs. So I'd hold Kane if you've got him. Hold Ali if you've got him, but I wouldn't buy them in right now.
You've got to be happy with this. United going into 2020 in 5th place, 3-2-1.
Yeah, it's kind of a shock, really. Again, the inconsistency speaks volumes, really. They've kind of really got it together the last two games after that Watford defeat. And obviously those games against Spurs and City were really encouraging. Marcus Rashford has been the man so far, 120 points, 9.1 million, selected by 28.6%. I think he's a great option. And I think he'll press on and maybe get 20 goals at the end of the season. Martial looks like a decent option again at 7.9. Obviously his ownership goes up very quickly because people like United players. And he's playing up front and he's on form at the moment. So again, I wouldn't be against Martial. I'd maybe steer clear of the defence. They've only just got the clean sheet, and with Arsenal away and Liverpool away in the next three games to come, is probably going to be tough. They have got Norwich at home in game week 22, which could be really nice for Martial and Rashford owners. I haven't got either of them at the moment. I've only got Brandon Williams sitting on my bench, so I'd maybe look to be bringing in Martial and Rashford, but not really anybody else that I'm too excited about.
Okay, next up, Chelsea. 3-2-1.
Chelsea again are an interesting proposition. They've kind of been a little bit hit and miss recently, not on the best of form. It was a good result against Arsenal, and obviously they beat Spurs as well. So I say that, but those are two really good results. But losing to Southampton at home, losing to Bournemouth, losing to Everton, not great. Fixture-wise, they've got Brighton, then Burnley, then Newcastle in the next three. So I think if you've got Tammy Abraham, I'd hold him. I'm holding him because I've got to put fires out elsewhere in my team. But then from 24 to 27, they play Arsenal, Leicester, United and Spurs. Tough fixtures. Tammy Abraham is kind of the only one now that I'm interested in, and the days of we need three Chelsea players are kind of long gone. Willian again looks okay as well, but I think there's better options than him.
What about Mason Mount?
No, I'm not interested now. He's really dropped off on foot in form, hasn't he? He hasn't scored for a while.
Okay. Third place, Man City.
City, the usual suspects. Obviously, KDB selected by over 50% of players in the game now. Just so good this season. One of the best players in the Premier League, if not the best. He has outperformed Sterling, which none of us really expected at the start of the season. Sterling's an interesting one. He's still kind of posting the stats, but not getting many points. So tricky, really. Fixture-wise, looks pretty good. Everton, Villa, Crystal Palace, Sheffield United, Spurs, then West Ham. So good fixtures. But I think for me, I'm probably only going to be keeping De Bruyne. I'm not looking to bring anyone else in. Although Aguero could have a fantastic second half of the season. He normally comes good. So keep an eye on him.
Okay, then obviously next we've got Leicester.
Of course, Jamie Vardy, the absolute man, selected by 51.5% of players in the game. You have to keep him in your team if you've got him. I can see him getting, 20, 25, 30 goals this season. He might already have 20, I'm not sure. I don't think he has in the league. But fixture-wise, looks good. Newcastle, Southampton, Burnley, West Ham, then Chelsea, then Wolves. So before playing City in game week 27, really nice fixtures from 28 to 33 as well. I think if you've got Madison, keep him. I think if you've got Soyuncu, probably keep him, unless you kind of want a bit more of a punty player. I think Leicester, stick with them for now. They might have lost a couple of games recently, but I think they'll gather their form again. Vardy's the man, captain on him. He's been so consistent.
And finally, top of the league, Liverpool. 3-2-1, go.
Get them in, I would say. I think particularly with this game week 24 coming up, when they've got a double game week, I want Salah and Mane in my team. I wish I'd have got Salah in for a different player rather than moving him in for Mane. Their fixtures, I mean, they've got Spurs away and United at home, but I mean, it's not like they're not going to score. I think for me, I want Mane, I want Salah, and I want Alexander-Arnold in my team for that game week 24. More so than anything, that it just really hurts your rank if they do well, because lots of people have got them and they perform really well. So it's those three for me. I think if you've got two Liverpool defenders at the moment, like say Alexander-Arnold and Robertson, then just stick with them. I wouldn't move them out to try and get Mane and Salah in. But at the moment, that's I want the both of them for game week 24. And I think the clean sheets will come as well, particularly, you know, as they're looking to wrap up the league very early. Yeah, Liverpool are the ones that you need. Get three of them in your team as soon as possible.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
Fantastic. Every team in 60 seconds. Well done.
Covered.
I think that does us, doesn't it, for this week? I mean, so what I got from that is Liverpool in.
Yep.
I'm just thinking about my team here.
Yep.
You know what? I'm also, in terms of, I was trying to work out, do I get someone like Calvert-Lewin in? I think actually I need to spend the money at the back, don't I, with Liverpool. I need to get Alexander-Arnold in.
I think so, yeah.
And you know what? I think maybe Martial, that could be the other one.
Yeah, Martial's a good option. It's just, you just never know with United. And it does seem like they've turned a bit of a corner now. But then it's only been two games since they lost 2-0 to Watford. So it's a little bit risky, but Martial's a good option, definitely. I mean, at the moment, I've got Richarlison in that bracket. And I think I'd prefer Martial right now, particularly as he's playing up front. So yeah, he's a good option. But I think definitely you've got to get Alexander-Arnold back in. I think he'll do better in the second half of the season than the first.
So who are you thinking? Who are you bringing in for 2020 then? Top three?
Top three, Alexander-Arnold, Mane, and... Ooh, that's tough, actually.
I think I'm going to sacrifice some Tottenham players, you know. I think I'm going to get rid of Kane, potentially get rid of Ali, and a defender, so I can bring in Alexander-Arnold, Martial... And if, I think the funds will just allow me to get Aguero back. I think that's a very good shout in terms of the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you do worry about his minutes with Jesus there, but yeah, might be a good option to get you up the ranks, Aguero. Maybe once the pressure's off, City will really start performing. I don't know, but they've been a bit disappointing, haven't they, so far? Maybe Sterling will have a good second half of the season as well. But yeah, I'd probably say right now, if I could buy anyone, my third choice would probably be Rashford. I think he's doing well points wise, and we'll just keep scoring second half of the season. But yeah, it's Liverpool. Great. Liverpool for me are the main ones to get in.
Nice. What does that sort us out for this week?
That's it. Done.
Well, if you like Triple Captain, give us a review. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give us a rating as well. 5 stars would be lovely. But obviously, be honest. If you hate it, just give us a one. We like honest feedback. But yeah, I can't believe we've got through half a season.
We've done it. We've done half a season. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And I guess, you know, this preview will... You can go back and listen to this for maybe a couple of weeks in 2020 to see who to bring in. But yeah, good luck, everybody, for the second half of the season. Keep coming back. Don't lose the faith.
And Luke, Happy New Year. See you in 2020.
Happy New Year, mate. Good luck, everyone.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.